Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric St. Joe podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, Impact Power Sports, online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. You can get yourself a brand new Yamaha golf cart, if that's your thing. You can also win a Yamaha golf cart with the Detroit Lions logo on it, autographed by David Montgomery, Lomas Brown, and the whole team signed the damn thing. You can win that as I've partnered up with WGRD to tell you about the Detroit Lions watch parties. Every game at Gun Lake Casino, you can watch it at the sports bar there. You show up and you enter to win the Impact Power Sports golf cart. Our very own Jana is going to be doing a live broadcast for the Monday night football game. Hey, Jana, welcome to the show. Okay, well, have a good time. Okay, thanks so much. You're the best. We got after it yesterday with another Big Fraud Wednesday. And during that time, one of the things we got after was the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. During that show, it was revealed that our very own Amanda, she was quick to point out that she has her pick of the litter for sexy time. That's right. Not one, not two, but three local Romeos have been passing her around. And I tell you what, she was glowing. With it really is helping her mental health. Now, I don't think she has any intention of being tied down to any one man. Because, frankly, I don't think she's ready to settle down. But she's got a new lease on life. She feels incredible because of this fasting that she's been doing. 16 hours no eat, 8 hours eat. The question is asked, are they all at the same time? Well, interestingly enough, she did shed some light on that. And I guess that is on the table. That two of the three, in fact, are rendezvousing, I think, this weekend. And I don't know. I think she's got her sights set on a big foursome. So she is not afraid to tell you about what is going down. Frankly, I don't want to hear about it by one of our dude audience members to tell us about three chicks. I find it far more interesting when we have a lady reaching out and saying, hey, this is what we're doing. Red Bull Brain Chris says, don't cross the streams, Ray. That's from the movie Ghostbusters. Bob says, are they related like the last time? I think they were cousins, right? I didn't ask too many questions. I felt that if I asked a lot of questions, it would make it weird. She was willing to offer that up. So I had to keep it very careful so that it didn't get like off the rails. But really, I mean, she was glowing. Three dudes. Any other questions that we had for her, you will have to check it out on the aforementioned Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It was quite an adventure. How is it described? Young and dumb and full of cum? I think that that might be the case. Except she's not young. The rest is true. Stevie says, get that D. But I don't want to hear about it. So she's not interested in any of that. Yeah, frankly, it was already far enough. Alan says, yeah, it's her family reunion this weekend. Man Bun Chris is here. He says, hey-o, welcome to you. Piano Finger Banger said, like all at the same time, or... And Rebecca said, that is an option available. Alan with a horrific comment that I didn't want to say. I'm trying to keep it above board today. Molly is here. Welcome to you and to everybody else who is enjoying the podcast as we start on another adventure. Man Bun Chris says, great Ben and Eric episode last night was cracking up. During the prosthetic penis recall story. That story cost me $80,000. That moment in time, my mouth has gotten me in so much trouble, and none of it deserved. It was a killer story with a killer joke, and it blew up in my face, and that was an $80,000 price tag on that one. I was already set to lose money. More on that when we when you listen to the show. I just saw the story that there is a company that exists now for the radio industry called Sonic Trek. And what Sonic Trek is doing is they have created radio syndication programming. So, like, let's say you run a classic rock radio station. And you don't have any money to put any talent on the air. Because you're broke. What do you do? Well, this company, Sonic Trek, they have...
Hello, I'm Mike Agavino, one of the three partners here at SonicTrek.ai. We're thrilled to introduce Sonic Trek, a groundbreaking AI syndication company ushering in a new era of hyper-localized, AI-infused audio content for brands worldwide. We're the first to create AI-driven bespoke formats that continuously adapt to listener preferences and market context. This technology allows us to deliver on the long-failed promise of localized syndication and conversational AI. It's real, or maybe it isn't, but it's here to stay. You can stream our flagship brand, Phoebe.fm, Curiously Alternative, right here, and also check out our other brands as well. We'll be launching even more formats in the months to come. Please reach out if you're interested to learn more. Thank you.
Welcome to Starship, a new and original approach to classic rock. Rooted in the magic of the great album-oriented rock stations of the 70s, Starship is designed by the creator of album rock, Lee Abrams, for 2026 with a thorough reimagination. Starship focuses on full-spectrum rock and roll, cerebral production, intelligent conversation, and musically exciting new features.
This is what's
going to
be featured on the air
celebration
everywhere
of the music
before you know
the
it.
Soundtrack
replacing
of America.
All people.
Unburdened by repetitive playlists and tired radio cliches, Starship will draw from other rock stations, but more importantly, will bring disenchanted rock music fans who have migrated away from rock radio due to its dated, unimaginative, and restrictive presentation. A renaissance for this timeless genre? Starship. Now let's get on board.
Starship.
This is going to take over. So you got the Eagles. I'm going to keep it down a little bit. All right, here it comes. Get to hear what it sounds like. And they say, yeah, it's innovative.
107.9 Starship is KSTS Austin.
Okay, so that's it. And they play that sweeper, so they take care of it. So that isn't really a live jock or anything. And you're hearing the Hendrix song. Here's the end of the song, and then what happens next. This is called an air check. Not sure what's going on here. This is a song. All right, so this song is now playing. You get an idea of how it sounds when one song ends and another begins. I just want to hear the robot jock. How does it sound and how local is it for this radio station somewhere in Texas?
On the Starship, there's the invisible sun, off ghost in the machine from the police. We also heard from the Jimi Hendrix Experience and the Eagles. Zach's here. Welcome aboard the Starship, a musical journey through time.
Sounds very
like
natural.
You've never heard before. We just got in some live tracks just released from the Moody Blues, and we'll be digging into them coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We'll take a short break, and then we'll embark on our next long journey of Starship classics, starting with a great one from the 90s next.
If you're 55 or older...
So that's it.
T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you.
Upgrade today by visiting dell.com/deals.
The point is, you have a whole radio station turnkey, and you don't need a single jock.
We continue our journey through sound. Our next phase begins now.
On the Starship.
So I like how they're saying it's innovative, and they're playing the same 300 songs over and over again. I just want to hear the robot talk. It's my favorite part of this. Okay, this segued right into the Allman Brothers or whatever the fuck. Okay. All right. I'm talking so I don't get a YouTube ticket. Oh, no, this is not the Allman Brothers Band. Who is this? Oh, shit. A Thunderclap Newman. That's who this is. Eric Zane, Thunderclap Newman.
A new vision for FM radio. This is Starship.
Oh, babe, I'm going to leave you. Baby, I'm going to leave you. Okay, now it's ending. Let's hear the jock. Come on, give me something. They're counting on the audience not knowing that it's a robot.
So sweet. Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You, a classic from Led Zeppelin on the Starship. I also played Thunderclap Newman and Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, life during wartime. It's Talking Heads.
So, would you be able... I mean, I'm telling you that this is a robot, AI... doing the content. But they are suggesting that it's going to be all local. Like, we can talk about all local things, and I didn't hear any example of that. I need them actually to talk about the local story, which it's I don't know how they would do that. Maybe they have that capability to plug into the local news or the local whatever it is going on, talk about local events. Which is the one thing that would separate a real jock from a AI creation. It sounds remarkably polished and, I don't know, too perfect. There's nothing there's nothing with a human nuance to it that makes it's easy to tell that this is AI. And I don't know if that's anything that the public would be interested in. I think that if you actually did that and it could sound as natural as I am talking to you with my uhs and ums and whatever the hell I do, then perhaps. Man Bun Chris says 101.3 and GR is already years ahead of this. They had AI of local celebrities ramping records. Exactly. That's what I was doing. The robot took over. Birch Barlow says, this shit sounds like the monorail voice over at Disney. No thanks. Black Belt Nick says they can't get the voice inflection right. Tofus says AI is only good on parody stuff. Murder Lover Linda says no personality with that. Bob says it's a more boring Hot Wings. No, that's not possible. Stevie says, what? No local on the 8s? No traffic update? This sucks. I was listening to Big 101.3, and they have AI voices doing the commercials now. And it sounded like that. It had that type of too perfect tone to it. But things just weren't right, like you could tell. And then the AI had to pronounce a street in Grand Rapids, which is Seward, Seward. And anybody who lives here knows that that's Seward. But to the AI voice, it was Seward. On the corner of so-and-so and Seward. More radio news. Now, I don't know if there's anything going on here. But I've talked for a while about the possibility of radio companies putting expensive shows out to pasture despite success. And there have been a few that have started to carve into their cash cows by eliminating people here and there on top-rated morning shows. Now, I don't know if this is a sign of things to come on a larger level, but there was a dismissal this week of a syndicated radio show owned by a famous radio company known as Town Square Media. And they have a brand, their own brand, called Taste of Country. And they take the Taste of Country format and they syndicate it on 133 radio stations across America through a company known as Compass Media Networks. Well, the morning show, they had a two-person morning show based in Nashville, Tennessee, that was on all 133 of their stations. So the way you do this is you create the format, the talent, and rather than paying 133 different staffs, you pay one staff, and then you syndicate it to all of your own stations, and then any others that aren't even in your stable of radio stations, if they want to pay for it, they can put Taste of Country on. And they just fire the morning show. Now, to me, if I own a company and I've got a morning show that's heard on 133 radio stations, you pay the one morning show pretty fair wage, a good wage, and then you don't have to worry about the other 132 radio stations. It's a tremendous savings. But Town Square just fired the Taste of Country morning show with so-and-so and so-and-so. It doesn't matter. It was a guy and a girl. Couldn't have been making more than $300,000 for the two of them. And that is divided by 133 radio stations. So some easy math here. If you take $300,000 and divided by 133 radio stations, that means each morning show, the cost per station broken down is $2,255 per station. There's not that much of a better bargain that exists. Yet, these two are fired. What happened? And it's all about cost. They're either just going to put on more music in the morning and have no talent, or they're going with a new show, but I can't figure out why you would do that. It doesn't really matter. If you're dividing the salaries up between 133 radio stations, I don't know, maybe they found a better show. That's probably what happened. But if they go ahead and eliminate Morning Drive on their 133 radio stations syndicated through Compass on all these town square radio stations, and they don't replace it, that kind of gives you an idea of how that company is doing. And they're not willing to pay anybody, even though they're dividing it over 133 radio stations. Aram says FBHW is Teflon. Not based on the example I just gave you. They're not. Because they're making far more on far less town square radio stations. And, according to Greg, they are in contract renewal mode. They're waiting on a new contract. The only reason why I know this is because Greg keeps mentioning it on the radio, which tells me he's concerned. If he's throwing it out there, hey, we're due for a new contract, there is something good going on in his brain that's making him talk about that. He wants the brass to know that he's waiting patiently. Aram says, that's what I'm saying. I got you. So I just found that interesting. Now, a lot of dominoes have to fall in order for that to be true, and I'm probably wrong. But if I'm not, holy shit. Cue up the dancing pallbearers. I'm going to have the biggest party ever with my 14 audience members. And, seriously, that would be fantastic. I will say this. If they ever decided to get out of terrestrial radio and just do their content online, they'd be fine. They've got enough of a footprint to have a large enough audience to make money. I don't know if they'd be able to support all those people. But at least for Greg and Chris, they'd be able to ride off into the sunset. But for everybody else on that show, I don't know if that would work out because they're not going to make that much money. Plus, it's a lot of work. And I don't know if anybody is willing to work. Tyler says that's why Greg gave the Big America pep talk the other day, trying to show how beneficial the show is for the American people. Aram says it's been so many years of their defying economics. I don't know. All I know is that that is an expensive show, in particular for the home market. I would say that if I ran Town Square Media, this is what I would do. Because they're only a success, really, in one Town Square market. Like real ratings success and money-making. If I'm Town Square, I say, we will pay you no dollars for Grand Rapids, but you can use our studios and you can syndicate on all of our stations and do your show, but the only dollars you're going to make are going to have to be from your syndicator, Compass Media. We want to be an affiliate, essentially, and to trade for that, if I was running Town Square, I would make this offer. Okay, because it doesn't really matter anymore about ratings in radio. It really does not. It's about relationships. Like, you can have top ratings and nobody cares. You're not making that much more money in radio anymore because of your ratings. So I would say no dollars, and you're going to have to pay for your own insurance. You can use our studios for free, and you get to keep all your radio stations on Town Square Media. What do you say? Take it or leave it. That's what I would do. That's the state of radio right now. Tofus says podcasts made ratings irrelevant. Well, kind of. I mean, at the end of the day, the only thing that has made radio irrelevant has been the sandbox that they play in. When the sandbox was bigger, it mattered. When it was the only advertising game in town. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. You can now still have the same audience share, but your sandbox is much smaller. So, and then they're still raising the price on how much it costs to advertise. And, you know, they're squeezing people out who can't afford to advertise, and it's not worth it anymore. Besides, the advertisers have so many other different options now, like you're indicating. It could be streaming services, could be Google ads, could be Facebook ads, could be a podcast. They have so many different options. Back when it mattered, it was just radio, TV, print. Different game now. All right. Thank you for those watching on Facebook and YouTube. The rest of the show is available twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Patreon is available. That is an entirely different platform for you to get more content, including the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where Amanda talked about her upcoming threesome. It's true. Also, Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 73 was a huge hit. We covered a lot of ground. I just published it to Patreon, the audio version. The video live stream version dropped yesterday, and a lot of people enjoyed that. You can get it all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to reach me on the Shoreline or Striping inbox to send me a cease and desist to eric@ericzaneshow.com. Not to mention, in addition to sending me an email, you can subscribe on Twitch and Patreon for more material. Aram says, quote, our 30 share says different. Signed, Hot Wings. Bob says, maybe that's why they actually had an entertaining, funny bit this morning, actually trying for the renewal. Ooh, which one? I would love to check it out. Can you give me a quick rundown as to what happened? All right. So for the folks that are on YouTube and Facebook, thank you so much, but I'm kicking you out. Get the rest of the show, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. All right. We have this lady is in big trouble. This is crazy how this went down. So the Milwaukee Brewers are hosting the Dodgers. Brewers fans are surrounding one Dodger fan. They're dogging Dodger fan. No big deal. This one chick gets pissed off at Dodger fan who's getting heckled. And then all hell breaks loose. And by the time, like, the next day rolls around, she's out of a job. She had two gigs. She was on the local board for the Make-A-Wish Foundation or whatever. And she's also a lawyer at a law firm. This is how that went from the game.
Why is anybody quiet?
Okay, so the Dodgers hit a home run, and then this guy's like, why is everybody quiet?
Why is anybody quiet? Why is everybody quiet?
Because real men drink beer, pussy. All right, that's not the end of the world. But if you're going to be a Karen, you got to have the Karen haircut. And boy, does she. All right, I'm getting the spinning wheel of death, and that's making me unhappy. Let me try this again.
Quiet. Why is everybody quiet?
Why
is everybody quiet? What is this?
I'm sorry.
You know what? Let's call ICE.
Call ICE. I'm a U.S. citizen. We're veteran, baby girl. We're veteran. Two wars. ICE is not going to do nothing to me. Good luck. Good luck. Call ICE. Call them. Fucking idiot.
Okay. So she says, we're going to call ICE. And, He said, I was in two wars. ICE ain't going to do anything. Well, man, a shit rolled downhill fast on this chick.
They say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But they never said anything about adding to it.
Tophus says she deserves to get fired. I don't know. I think I need more information. I don't know if somebody deserves to get fired for that.
was kicked out of American Family Field for swearing at a Brewers fan.
But only after she said they should call ICE on him. Sam Kramer's live in the newsroom. Sam, a lot has happened since last night.
Hi there, Ben and Mary. We've learned that Brewers fan was fired from one job and resigned from another, all because of that insult. The man she targeted, a U.S. Navy veteran, caught it all on camera.
From the get-go, Ricardo Fasano says he knew he was in enemy territory. In case he didn't, a leadoff home run confirmed that.
You know, cheering and, you know, putting it in my face, that they scored, because I'm the only Dodger fan there.
It's what happened later, though, that caught him by surprise.
He suddenly become very silent because we're winning. And I become loud and cheerful because the Dodgers are winning.
That's when he recorded this.
Was everybody quiet? What is this? I'm sorry.
You know what? Let's call ICE.
Call ICE. I'm a U.S. citizen. We're veteran, baby girl. We're veteran. Two wars. ICE is not going to do nothing to me. Good luck. Good luck.
He says her words didn't settle in until later.
Let it out of baseball and took it out of the of cheering into some more personal, to personal level, you know. Showed where her heart is, I believe. You know, she showed us what she really thinks.
Fox 6 has learned the woman shown is Shannon Kobylarczyk. Make-A-Wish Wisconsin confirmed she resigned from her position on their board effective immediately. The State Bar of Wisconsin showed she worked as an attorney for Manpower Group.
I like how these internet sleuths, it says found across the image. And then the big bad, what is that? What is KMKC? Free Market Solutions, you know. All they got to do is tell. You know, I've recently experienced this myself. It wasn't effective, but that's how it works.
Wednesday, the company commented on Fasano's Instagram post showing the video that she's no longer an employee after an internal investigation. Fasano says the outcome is what it is.
Did I wish that on her? Probably not.
Yes, you did. Come on. We all did. Who doesn't love this?
You know, I don't really care what happens to her or not, whether she gets fired or not. That's, you know, none of my business. But there's constant.
Yeah, I wish he wouldn't lie there. I wish he would say, yeah, this is awesome. This makes me feel so good. I am so happy. Yeah, you can't suggest that this isn't a great thing.
Consequences for people's actions, you know.
And Fasano says security kicked him out in the seventh inning after he confirmed he swore at that Brewers fan. He's asking the team to refund his tickets. We reached out to the Brewers for comments, but did not immediately hear back tonight. Live in the newsroom, Sam Kramer, Fox 6 News.
All right, Sam, thanks. The Brewers now are in L.A. for game 3 of their series. That's tomorrow.
This was sent to me by Mike Ball and Tyler. Mike wrote, internet is undefeated. Yeah, seriously. excuse me. Tyler says, I like how the news station threw her name out there too. Tyler says, quote, I'm a U.S. war veteran, baby girl. Corn Pop says, damn, she fucked up big time. Becca Shea says, swearing gets you kicked out? I don't know. Stevie says, asshole of the day right there. Bob says, oh, okay, Navy, that explains the fruity drink. Alan says, welcome to Wisconsin. Tophus says she deserved to get fired. And I bet she's a Marjorie Taylor Greene fan. Xavier 808 says the Dodgers ran a 34 trifecta and then rolled, and you can say shit, man. I don't know that I know what any of that means. But I guess I'll have to take your word for it. That person's no longer in here. Probably just somebody trolling around Twitch and saw that. Kabubi says, the ironic thing is that you know ICE will be outside that game tonight. Becca Shea says Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing a 180 lately. Yeah, I don't know about that. That's interesting. I'll check that out. I would dislike her more if she wasn't so unbelievably attractive, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, she 10 out of 10, easy. I am totally not being serious. One of the most vile human beings on the planet. I can't stand her. Just the fact, though, that the chick is behaving like a Karen and she's got the Karen haircut. I mean, it's like she walked in to the place to get your haircut, the beauty salon, and you said, look, give me the Karen. That is 100% a Karen. How is that even a thing anymore? That haircut, after so much negativity has been put forth about it over the years. The idea that the internet, by the way, the internet detectives, how quickly they identified this chick is fantastic. You got to be careful. Becca Shea says she is leaning into her Karen behavior. If someone has a Karen haircut, is it okay when you see them? Like, let's say you got a close family member who you actually like, and they come into your house, and they say, hey, what's going on? And you go, oh, wow, hey, I love your Karen cut. Is it okay to say that? I don't think it is. I think, well, just for your own sake, because that might backfire on you, because they might think, well, what do you mean? Or maybe they don't know. I don't know. God damn. Stevie says Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't want her kids' insurance rates going up. I guess they use Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Well, that's interesting. How could she possibly argue for keeping the tax credits, the tax supplements for that? If you are a conservative Republican worth anything, even if you are taking advantage of the Affordable Care Act, you can't possibly support that. Too bad. So she's saying if that's the case, she's supporting a Democratic budget talking point only because it's going to affect her bottom line. That's embarrassing. You know how I feel about this. I am bracing for January 1. I am paying more for my insurance. 24 million Americans get their insurance through the Affordable Care Act. And that is the crux. That is the sticking point on the budget. This could be solved today if Democrats drop that or figured out a better way to do it. I think what they need to do, honestly, is because the threshold, the dollar amount, is they should lower it to like much lower than what it is. Because if you make up to a certain amount, you can utilize the tax credits. If you go past that, you got to pay for it yourself. Excuse me. So if they lower that threshold, wouldn't that be easier? That's a compromise, right? I don't know. There's a story in the news about this chick right here. You know, what they're doing now is the news is banging on the door of people who utilize the Affordable Care Act. And it's the same damn thing. You know, like this picture right here of Celia Monreal. You get a stock image of her holding all the medicine that the family utilizes in Tyler, Texas. And you have a straight look on your face and a look of worry. And this is representative of 24 million Americans. What am I going to do if I cannot keep my insurance. I am not going to be able to have these medicines. And that's a very, very real thing. Now, not everybody has is able to come up with the money one way or another. I don't give a shit what I do. I'll come up with the money. But not everybody can just go out and earn more like that. So that's what Democrats are fighting for. There's still got to be a way. Like if they go door to door and say, EZ, all right, you're utilizing the tax credits, but we want you to get rid of them. Can you prove that you are not able to earn more money? No, I can't. I can go earn money. All right, well, then you don't get the tax, and then just take it away. Not really practical, though, to go kick in doors. Celia Monreal, according to this story, is like many of Americans, her family worries every day about the cartilage loss in her husband's knees, not just because it's hard for her to see him in pain, but also she knows their healthcare costs could skyrocket if Congress doesn't extend the ACA tax credits by the end of the year. Their fully subsidized plan will increase in cost, putting it out of reach. Without insurance, they won't be able to afford his knee replacement surgeries, much less the treatment they need for other issues like chronic high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So basically, January 1, he dies. It worries me sometimes because if you're not healthy, then you're not here for your kids. It's a difficult decision because, okay, do I spend $500 on a doctor's visit or do I buy groceries? Those are the types of choices facing the millions of Americans whose state or federal marketplace health insurance premiums will be up for renewal in November. The enhanced premium tax credits that have made coverage more affordable for low and middle income enrollees for the last 4 years will expire this year if Congress doesn't extend them. On average, that will more than double what subsidized enrollees currently pay for the premiums next year. And that is the sticking point. People who utilize ACA, farmers, ranchers, small business owners, other self-employed people who don't have other health insurance options through their work. And the enhanced premium tax credits expire this year have made costs far more manageable for many of them, allowing some lower income enrollees to get health care with no premiums and higher earners to pay no more than 8.5% of their income. This is all stuff you know. We've talked about it when we've talked about Frank Fuss. On average, the average household in the U.S. will pay $1,016 more per month. Even if Congress does extend, the delay could have consequences. And this article that I'm not going to dip into anymore talks about all that. I'll link it up in the show notes. But that's a very real concern for a lot of people, 24 million Americans. Tofus says there are people who are going to end up dying due to losing this. Rebecca says, holy shit, who has an extra grand laying around? Well, I'll tell you what, perfect time to sell the RV. If the RV gets sold before that hits, then I have $1,250 disposable dollars to play with. I would then bulldoze that over to healthcare, and then I'm covered. Then I don't have to do any, I don't have to lift another finger. If that does not happen, I need more sponsorships. So I've been banging on doors. Rebecca says, if you sell the RV now, you're still $60,000 in the hole. Yeah, don't remind me, goddammit. Bob says, but wait a minute, Luigi taking out that executive was supposed to fix insurance. Becca Shea says, we shouldn't have to kill ourselves working every day, every hour, just to pay for medicine. Tofus says, see, there's people who voted for this shit too. Red Bull Brain Chris says all medical insurance is increasing significantly next year, not just the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that ultimately, yeah, you could have an issue like this lady we talked about with holding all the medicine. She might just be forced to not have insurance. If I were to break down, though, like let's just say I had to go out and get more work. You're looking at $1,100 times 12 divided by 52. So that's $13,200 divided by 52 weeks. I would have to come up with $253 extra per week, and I could handle that. Now, it doesn't sound like that much money. And that's the way I always quantify these things. I don't look at the big number. I just look at what I can control. Like if I earn $253 a week, I don't even feel that. Now, fortunately, it's all a matter of how much time I want to put into selling sponsorships. That's how it is. But not everybody can do that. Black Belt Nick says, my plan was canceled and all plans are increasing at least 10%, 10% and 12% last year. Molly says, I am not going to have insurance, depending on the price. Tyler with a great point. You need Bosco's to start up again. Oh, my God. You're not kidding. It was easy money. I could make $253 making French fries easily. When the hell is that going to happen? Which, by the way, I need to show you this picture. Poor Doug. Doug's back is like a jigsaw puzzle. And he just got a major surgery done on his back. Look at the amount of staples in his back there. Wow. That's like 1 foot of staples closing up what he had done to his back. Now, I'm not sure what brought that on. I know he's been lifting heavy weights for decades. Rebecca's here. She says, if you work 40 hours a week, you're looking at needing an additional almost $6 an hour to cover that $250 increase in health insurance. Well, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. But I think what you probably would be safer doing, let's say, because 40 hours a week is nothing. I think that the average person should be working 60 hours a week. Like if you really wanted to take the stress off of you and you work, let's say you work 40 hours a week driving a truck. And then you're like, oh my God, I need more money to pay for the insurance. And you worked 20 additional hours at $15 an hour, which is very attainable. That's $300. That's not so bad. I'm telling you. This sounds terrible when you look at it, but what you have to do is what I just described to you. Those folks are going to have to work more. Becca Shea says, are you nuts? There's no quality of life working 60 hours. Well, there's no quality of life when you don't have insurance. There is no such thing as a work-life balance. I'm sorry. Anybody who believes that is foolish. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.